tracing my fingertips over your chest, curling them into your hair, grazing you slightly with my nails. This is one of my favorite things. The smoothness of your skin, the hard muscle underneath, the coarse hair above. You are beautiful. Do you know that? Do you know that I see you? Your boldness, your strange awkwardness, your defensive self-mockery. And I love you. I love you, you pretentious, ridiculous, infuriating man. Taking you in my mouth is a sacrament. I'm not religious, not even a little bit. But I've built a small, quiet cult around you. The taste of you, the feel, the smell. Your hand on the back of my neck undoes me. I always want more of you than I can have, and to give you more of me, to consume and be consumed. All of me emptied out and filled with you instead. Your cum in the back of my throat is never enough, although it is certainly something. I lick my lips unconsciously, involuntarily, every time I think of you. It's not only your cock, of course, although it is certainly that. Being in your hands, literally and figuratively, gives me meaning. Your hands being inside me, too, for that matter. I am a toy, a puppet, a doll brought to life for your pleasure and entertainment when your hands are inside me, and when they're not. Do you know how much I love to suffer for you? I love to suffer anyway. Of course you know that. But suffering for you, for you, gives my pain a purpose, gives me a purpose, really. Did I have any meaning before you hurt me? I really don't know. I'm not sure it matters if I did anyway. This nakedness, this raw, aching, existential vulnerability is all I have to offer you. It's not enough, of course, but it's all I have. Everything else disintegrates in the face of you.